Good day. My name is JWP, and normally you can find me on the JWP Linux and Open Source podcast. But today I'm doing a Hacker Public Radio show, and my topic doesn't really fit into Linux or open source, and so it fits really well into more the geekiness of Hacker Public Radio. What I wanted to talk today about was that for a while now I thought that the world was changing, and you know, being an American, I often think that the world changes without me, because of our views and the way our education system works, and the fact that we don't speak any other languages other than English, normally if you're a white American. And what I wanted to talk about today was that the way that we're running our online lives, and the way that we're reviewing our investments may be wrong. You know, I guess you could say I'm middle-aged now. I'm 47, and I've been saving very regularly for about since the early 80s, and you know, I've seen the 401k go down, and I've seen equity in a number of companies that I thought were pretty good end up not working. And you know, the internet has brought us to a place where there's a bit more of a community, a bit more of a touching, and I actually looked on Ron Paul's website, where he talked about what was going on with him and his investing, and how that was working, and I was really surprised that almost all of his things were in hard assets, gold, property. While a treasury bill or savings bond isn't a hard asset, it's certainly a very good asset, and almost none of it was in an equity type investment. And I find that that's pretty amazing, And back to the internet and how I manage it. Well, I use E-Trade, and I have a lot of other traditional things, you know, that I got while I was in the Army back in the 80s and 90s, you know, before the internet came. But I use it pretty much, and I'm very happy with it. But I was very concerned that there wasn't any alternative forms of investment. Now, recently there's been some EFTs that you could invest in the raw metal itself. You know, you can look it up, EFT gold, and you can invest in the pure gold and pure bullion and several other pure metal things out there, where you actually physically invest in the thing. And I've tried that, and I think that works really well, because it's a physical thing. I mean, savings bonds you're only getting like 0.5% off of now, even though it's guaranteed a bank account. And I've been really impressed with PayPal for currency or for currency changes. And what happens is that with your PayPal, and most people don't know this, and I only learned it because of that I live in Europe, and I have an American eBay account, and I also have a German eBay account. And what they let me do is they let me set up a German PayPal account that's funded by my American savings account. And of course you have to declare all of the interest and everything. But what it does is it gives you a cost-free way to convert dollars to euros, or at least I haven't noticed any massive charge in doing that. And so that's one way that you can diversify a little bit. The other way is I found a way that, you know, I really like to do it now. And it used to be that I would put like $25 into my IRA every time I went to the bank, because if I went to the bank, then I was being stupid and not using the online. So I would punish myself. I'd take $25 out and punish myself. But what I do now is through PayPal, they have this thing called MicroPlace. And what it is it gives people a little loan. You know, I only do $20 a time. They have like hundreds of these things there. So if one of them goes bad, well, hey, I'm out 20 bucks. But it made me feel a lot better. And the rate of return is at least is what a bank gives, sometimes better. And you get the, you know, the pleasure of knowing that you helped someone in need. And, you know, these things just aren't in Africa. They have South Texas listed there as well. You know, lots of women's programs are there. And you get your money back. I've been doing it for a couple of years, and you do get your money back, and they do pay the dividends on it. And like I said, it's $20 at a time normally that I put in there. And I'm pretty amazed that number one, that they've never ripped me off, that nobody ever didn't pay back their 20 bucks, and number two, that it pays as good as a bank. Now, nothing's guaranteed, and so not all of your eggs go in that basket, but I would definitely look at hard assets and more of a charitable type of investment, of investment in such things. You know, it's you know, if you go to the MicroPlace website, it says, what do your investments say about you, and do they reflect your values and hopes for the world? And, you know, I had to look at it, and, you know, chasing that stock that's going to return 40% a year, or, you know, I think that there's a finite amount of gold in the world, also silver, platinum, uranium, oil. And I think that as the East develops in Russia and in China and in India, that these people are going to want this oil, this gold, this copper, these raw materials. And I think that companies that invest in these things, and that if you own these things, physically own these things, you're going to do much better than if you invested in, say, shares of IBM or Hewlett Packard or any of these other things. And if you invest in these micro economies in South Texas or in Africa or in I invested in one the other day that was, he wanted to grow organic cocoa in the Dominican Republic. And I was like, okay, if he wants to do that. It was quite fine. The other thing, I haven't done it because there's a high cost to get into it. And is that in Germany, and you can look on the internet and find places in America that do it too. You invest in shares of something, not stocks, but a share of something. Like I got a letter the other day from a German investment company in Hamburg that was selling shares of a locomotive, right? And like you would get a 1/1000th share of a locomotive, and you and 1,000 other people would own a share in this locomotive, and the locomotive would be fully insured. So if there was an accident with the locomotive, you would get your money back. But you would share in 1/100th of the profits of this locomotive for the harbor of Hamburg for the duration of the life of the locomotive. And they do this with ships and solar panels and wind turbines, any kind of infrastructure asset that would require a long-term investing, like investing in a toll road maybe in America, but I've never seen that offered to the normal people. I would really like to see American investing switch to more, yep, I own 3/100ths of this windmill, you know, in Utah that's turning and making this alternative energy. I think that that's a better way to go, because, you know, I look at the pillars of where I work. They say growth, they say cost control, and they say return on shareholder value are key things. But to me, that's pretty empty. And it's for sure not 100% for sure that those things are going to work out. as a goal for a company. And I find that with your personal money, that maybe hard assets or something that you own a share of, or something like this MicroPlace has a bigger say. And again, it's MicroPlace.com is the place. Again, I'm not a sales rep for them or anything. There's several other places you can do it. You can do it at, but yeah, think about it. It's you know, especially with the news of the of all the people losing their 401ks and the jobs being bad and all of this stuff. I think that, you know, you need to make a more holistic approach to the investment structures that you're looking at now. And you know, if you buy a share of a truck or a locomotive or a wind turbine, and you loan, do this micro loaning to these, you know, this various organizations, and it might be a better way to go. And if you buy hard assets like crude oil and copper and gold through these ETFs, you might do better. It's certainly better to look at the diversification and you know, try to diversify your currency a little bit with the PayPal. You know, dollar is at an all-time low against almost everything because interest rates are nothing. And I mean, that's really good for U.S. exports, but it, you know, it means almost, you know, if you travel a lot, you'd be really surprised at what the value of a dollar really is compared to a lot of the other currencies in the world. All right, again, this is JWP. You can reach me at jwp5@hotmail.com, or you can look at my blog, jwp5.wordpress.com. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.